This is Ross.
Hey, Ross. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, doing fine.
Good. I just wanted to touch base with you. I know we spoke like a week or two ago, and you did mention, you know, you're looking to start up an industrial furniture project. You had that coming up.
Yeah, we're still working on it.
Yeah, you're still working on it? Okay.
Yeah, we gotta have a bunch of prototypes first before we can move forward. So.
Oh, yeah, that's really cool. What kind of, like, furniture is ranging from,
tables and chairs, stools, desks, et cetera.
Yeah.
Indoor, outdoor.
That's really cool. And what type of material are you going to make it out of?
Rugged steel, like C-channel or I-beam.
Oh, C-channels or I-beams. Okay. No, that's cool. And how did you kind of, get this whole idea? You just thought of it one day, or?
Oh, no, I wanted to do it since we bought the place. We're always too worried about making money to go forward, so.
Yeah.
Decided to be brave this year.
No, then that's great. I mean, you never know. Maybe this is the new, niche coming up. I just want to touch base with you, see what kind of email, if you had received it or not.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And, how much, capital were you looking at to maybe get this off the ground?
It just depends on what we do. If we're going to go small or try to push it, if we push it, we'll need marketing money and all that stuff, so.
Yeah. And is that what you guys are thinking? You think you just go big and go for it?
I'm not that much of a believer in that. I see too many auction notices from other companies, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're creeping along. It's not going as fast as I want, but we have come up with a few things already, so.
Okay. And why is it creeping along? Is it like, is there any way you can
design and build prototypes takes a lot of work.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work. Okay. We definitely, we do, working capital and equipment financing if you needed any extra equipment for that, and for marketing or materials, things of that sort. It's unsecured cash, and it is, based off your gross annual sales. So we'd be able to free up, 10 to 15%. To give you an example, what were sales like last year for you?
About 800,000.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we'd be right around, 80 to 100,000. We'd be able to free up. Could you use that? That's just a quick quote, but.
Oh yeah, no, we can always use it. Like I said, I've done everything from cash so far. I haven't taken any debt other than our original loan, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm always reluctant just because I just like to know I don't have to pay anybody anything.
Exactly. No, that makes sense. And I know you're trying to get this off the ground, and I didn't know if you had, the capital prepared to do so, or.
Not really.
Yeah.
So I'll be able to move, once we get closer to the finish line. So I probably have the website up now. Probably going to be closer to end of the summer.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The rate we're going, so.
Cool. So that's when you'll be looking to, start putting everything in place. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll start up the new company. And so this company will sell to that company. In case it's a bust, then we can just close the other company and not worry about this company. So I kind of look at this as the baby,
Yeah, exactly. No, that's awesome, man. And you never know what that just starts taking off. That'd be. Do you already have a market to, or some customers to sell to already, or in mind at least?
Since we build furniture parts, a bunch of our customers have volunteered to help me get the website up and going because we don't compete with them. They're all high-end furniture stuff. We're industrial, which is a whole different world. So it's more like loft furniture,
Yeah.
So they, we've got two people that have been in the business, practically their entire life, volunteering to help us. So that's pretty cool.
That's really cool. So they're mentoring you through this whole process.
Yeah, once they keep telling me once I get the website going, then they'll help me turn on to the marketing aspect, what I got to get doing,
mm-hmm.
trade shows or what have you. But
yeah, exactly. No, that's great. And how much? Extra money you think you'll make from this side small baby?
I have pretty modest goals. So we're probably going to hit $1 million this year. It's going to be close.
Uh-huh.
That's my goal anyway. And for the furniture thing for the first year, so assuming we get the website up and running by the end of the summer, then I'm looking in next year, 2017, 100,000, which is pretty modest goal.
Yeah, so you're just trying to get around 100,000 and...
Yeah, get it up, you know, establish proof of concept, find the customer base, all that crap, so...
Uh-huh. And is this
so
how
it's going to take... I do business appraisals for people, so, you know, it never goes as fast as you want it to, so it'll start slow for sure.
Like, what would you say is, like, the amount of time, or at least the amount of time it would take to start actually seeing, you know, profit from that, from starting a new business? And from what you've seen?
Well, we've got so many contacts in the business, I don't think it's going to take as long as it would for, you know, Neophyte. But and I've got a graphic designer on staff, so most people don't have that luxury. So, I don't know. If we're putting out, you know, 4 or 5 tables by the end of the year, I'll be happy.
Yeah.
You know, these things go for, dude, they're going anywhere from $600 to $800, the stuff we're looking at a piece. So.
Wow.
Yeah, not low ring. It's all... So another idea is to protect ourselves, you know, from the downside if the economy starts going in the tank. So I worked at a consultant firm that served rich people, and basically what I learned is rich people are always rich. They don't care.
Yeah.
So they they just keep buying what they want to buy because they can afford to.
Yeah, exactly. I know, and that's when everyone, you know, suffers from the recession and stuff. The rich people out there are getting discounts on stuff.
Yeah, they're just buying up everything. But yeah, it was a good experience for me. So
that's really
anyhow,
cool.
Yeah, that's I'm looking towards. You know, you can call me back say July-ish and see how it's going.
Around July-ish, okay.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I bust loose my guys. Even when we're busy, I have my graphic designer doing prototypes on Friday just to, you know, so we don't lose momentum. So.
Yeah, you're getting all prepared and moving. No, that's great. It's great to hear. It sounds like it's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I've got the contacts. I got the tools of production at my disposal, so now we can see if we can pull it off. I think we can. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, I know. That sounds great. It sounds like you have, you know, everything you need, especially having, you know, like graphic designer, like you said there. And, yeah, I mean, you've always wanted to do it just one day?
When we bought the business, I wanted to do industrial furniture and lighting, but, you know, we were so busy surviving those first 2 years and learning everything, and it just it went by the wayside while we just tried to pay the bills, so... You know, now we're going on our third year, and, you know, we're not rolling in dough, but we're not going to crash this year either. So I decided, you know, the time's right. So we've got, you know, the receivables are, you know, usually at 60 to 80 grand a month. So, you know, I don't have to worry about cash as much as I used to. So we decided to take a chance, man. Let's do it. Let's do it now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And see if it'll work. Well, yeah, I think it's going to. I mean, it sounds like you have everything you need, like all the mentorship and... You know what you're doing, for sure.
Yeah, but, I've got an MBA, so I'm not a complete...
Oh, no, I wasn't saying that.
No, I know.
But no, that's great. That leap, I feel like, is a scary part, for sure.
But, I was a plant controller at 2 manufacturing plants, so, you know, as far as pricing and stuff, I know where to price it. And, you know, the marketing will be the big issue, but I got so many people willing to help me that I just don't think it's going to be that big a deal. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, it sounds great, and yeah, we definitely like to, you know, help you out if we can.
Yeah, check back, you know, maybe late June, early July.
Okay, all right.
And we'll see how many pieces. So I gave him a huge project to start with, which was a mistake, so progress has been slow on the big stuff, but we started rolling on some littler stuff last week, and I'll start working chairs and tables, you know, from here on out, just little things that he can do in a day. So I made a table in half an hour, you know.
Oh, that fast?
Yeah, so.
Do you have, like, a five-axis, like, welding machine, or you just weld it yourself?
Oh, we just weld ourselves.
Yeah.
We've got MIG and TIG.
MIG and TIG, yeah.
All
do you do any arc welding?
We've got one. We don't do it.
No.
But, yeah, you know, so having the tools at disposal or production at your disposal is a big bonus. I just go out with my guy and say, okay, weld this here, weld that there, because I don't weld. And so the stuff I can see that I want to do, I just grab a guy and start, you know, saying, barking orders, and We had a table and kind of had to have been less than a half an hour, real cool. Made it with a foundry, industrial mold from an old foundry.
Oh, wow.
At the tabletop, and then bought a piece of glass to go on top of it and built a little base. And yeah, no, it's really cool.
No, that sounds really cool. And so with this, you kind of can use, you know, scraps as well that you have, basically.
Yeah, in fact, the base was a table leg that got rejected from one of our customers. I stole it and put it on made it a table base.
Exactly. You sell it back to them, right?
Well, yeah, welded it on a base and, or, you know, a piece of flat steel, and there you go, instant table base. So, I mean, so far, even the prototypes we've got done has all been off scrap. So,
see, that's really cool. It's the efficiency, you know?
Yeah, and then as we go, we can, you know, if we have to buy new material, but we've been setting stuff aside for over a year for this, so we haven't thrown anything out. We just keep it because we know we can figure out a use for it down the road. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
and
yeah,
now,
and my designer won't let me throw anything away. He keeps seeing uses for all this crap that I don't see. So, but yeah, we've got, you know, pieces of brass back there. We got some copper. We got aluminum and stainless. So we got, you know, all kinds of stuff out there. We've got racks of scrap that we've, you know, never thrown anything out because you never know when you can use it. So.
Yeah, exactly, and especially that's just like money sitting there too. You know, now you're using it. So.
Yep. So yeah, we're rolling, but we're not rolling very fast, man. But I've got your contact stuff, but feel free to go ahead and get a hold of me.
Okay, yeah, sounds good,
right,
Ross.
Man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, no problem, man. Bye.